Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. This past year, we have quite often been considering memorials. They have been for many Quad Cityans, but personally, for my friends and colleagues. At River Action, we often are asked by members of the community about appropriate ways to memorialize their loved ones on the Mississippi Riverfront. Some of the most popular in our area is the memorial tree, chosen with care because it was a tree that the loved one admired, nurtured, and or possibly grew in his own yard. This is a living memorial that'll last a lifetime, a contribution for generations to come. The plaque can be customized with a message or a graphic. Another favorite is the Memorial Park bench, chosen for a spot with a preferred view or that prompts special memories. Some of my favorites include memorializing a river program or an internship. This legacy can ensure that funds will go to favored river work or to ensure that college students majoring in environmental education can pursue a dream of working in watersheds or related fields. Most recently, a bubbling fountain installed in the river near the shore was suggested because it would represent the personality and love the late relative had for the Mississippi River. A wonderful tribute in memoriam, such as this, would require a plaque on the riverfront as well to tell the story. Favorite flowers of the loved one make a meaningful memorial, too. They can even be a transplant from the person's garden. Often these are accompanied by stepping stones that commemorate, too. Donating books about the beauty of the river, designing landscapes inspired by nature and the watershed, or books on preservation can memorialize a loved one who spent a lifetime championing native landscapes, the culture and history of the river, or celebrating the working river. I know from my experience of working with these families that they desire to cultivate compassion for the very things their loved ones advocated or supported and cultivated during their lifetimes. These are the kinds of legacies we all want to leave, don't we?
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.